Hello there, Lightworkers, Healers, Mystics. We are doing the series of planets as Atma Karaka, but now in Manushya Gana, isn't it? So for now, we have come to the planet Venus. What does Venus represent as Atma Karaka? And what happens when it's in Manushya Gana? Venus represents vision, transformation through experience, and grace born from struggle. Venus is a transformative planet. When placed in Manushya Ganas, that is Bharani, Rohini, Ardra, Purva Falguni, Uttra Falguni, Purva Ashada, Uttra Ashada, Purva Bhadrapada, the artistry becomes human. Its love becomes lived. The soul must weave beauty in even in imperfection to find divinity in the messy texture of human intimacy. See? We got to resolve this human messy stuff, isn't it? And in these new energies, as you know, everything is going to change. So what tools do we have? This is one of them. Venus says Atma Karaka and Manushya Gana Nakshatras. Let's take some examples. Let's take third house Bharani, if Aries is in the third house, the courageous lover. You fight for what you love, relationships, art, and justice. Bharani is very justice kind because ruled by Yama. You learn through creative friction, through tension between desire and duty. Expression becomes your healing art. Your soul path is a healing art form. Many are there out there, isn't it, doing this. Your soul teaches that love sometimes requires confrontation before harmony. Let's take another example. Sixth house Ardra. If Gemini is in your sixth house, the healer of conflict. Venus in Ardra and it's your Atma Karaka. So you are an empath in the storm, the lover who loves through difficulty. Relationships may begin in chaos, Ardra is often chaotic, and refine you through compassion. Your gift is reconciliation to transform pain into partnership. Ardra is a great transformer ruled by Rudra. You show that love's highest form is repair. Another example, 10th house Uttarashada, Capricorn. The diplomat of light. You lead through grace. In career or community, you bring harmony and to divided places. You may be an artist, counselor, designer, or mediator. I can go on and on about this, but the sole lesson is, it just learns in Manushya Gana that beauty has to be translated into the human landscape, not just left to Devgana to just idealize it, or Rakshasgana to be another direction, very tamasic direction. The next one will take the next Atma Karaka. Take care, be safe.